Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now.
This is an Undiscovered Legacy production.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, school believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hello, my name is Lita Johnson, and I am the owner of Head to Toe Coaching. I am a health and wellness coach, and I have been in business for just over 4 years, and my piece of advice, whether you're a new business owner or a seasoned business owner, is having some adaptability. So when we create our business, or before we go into business, we sit down, we spend time creating a purpose and a mission, and we develop a detailed plan, and we have goals and objectives. But as we begin to work in the business, and we connect to our clients and the resources that we need, we have successes and failures. The original plan that we had doesn't always quite match what we wanted, or maybe it's not working. So don't get stuck with the original plan and feel like you can't progress. Review what you've learned. Assess and adapt. Make changes to that plan and then move forward and try it again. And also in regards to adaptability is, I would say, don't let perfection be the enemy to progress. Meaning, don't wait until that presentation or that program or that product is perfect per se before you release or execute a program. We're humans, and inherently, therefore, we're not perfect. So, of course, do the best that you can, but don't get paralyzed and worried that it may not be perfect. Do it, execute it, analyze the results and the feedback that you have, because you've asked for that, adapt or incorporate that feedback, and do it again. Now, also, I would embrace the failure. And what is it to fail anyway? I define failure or failing as the first attempt in learning. So owning a business is constantly about learning. So use your feedback loop that you've created to always focus on what you've learned from the experience. And then from what you've learned, adapt, make changes, and do it again. Just never give up on your vision and on your mission. And lastly, in an area that I found pretty surprising was that I needed to adapt my support to a new support group. Now, my friends and family all loved me and they wanted me to succeed, but they didn't quite understand the needs and the challenges that I had as a business owner. So I needed to go into the community and find new support people, find resources to encourage me to live out my dream of owning my own business. So sometimes you need to be adaptable with who you include in your circle of support, as you might find that you might need different resources for those that support you in your business. So overall, I would say don't take the setback so personally. Be adaptable always. Ask for feedback on every aspect of your business. Incorporate the feedback into some sort of feedback loop. Learn from that. Be adaptable. Change as you need to, and you will have success. Thank you for listening.
Hey, my name is Tarina Taylor, founder and CEO of The Payments Connoisseur, the superior alternative to generic one-size-fits-all payment processors. Here is my top three tips for new entrepreneurs embarking on their new entrepreneurial journey. Number one, open a business bank account right away to keep personal and business finances separate. This makes tracking expenses, managing taxes, and projecting income simpler. Number two, set up SOPs, standard operating procedures, and clear boundaries from the start. This helps to maintain consistency, efficiency, and professionalism as your business grows. Remember, early organization is the key to long-term success. Number three, don't try to do it all. As a new entrepreneur, it is easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day tasks that keeps your business running. By delegating these repetitive tasks, you can free yourself up to focus on the big picture activities that bring in revenue. I hope this helps you to make an informed decision on your next move in your journey. And don't forget, when you are ready to scale, the Payments Connoisseur is your long-term partner for payment processing solutions that adapt and grow with your business needs. Peace.
Here from Speaker Soul Magic, self-discovery coach, author, and speaker. And I'm here to talk to you today about all the hats that we wear as entrepreneurs. And I'm not just talking about the business hats, I'm talking about the hats we wear in our home life and personal life as well. Because as an entrepreneur, we often have a melding between our home life, personal life, business life, and professional life. And yes, they can all be different. And so maybe, we need to be a salesperson. And in the next minute, we need to be doing marketing and graphic design for our social media. And then in the next moment, we need to be talking to the bank because we need a loan and we're growing, or we need to manage someone that we've hired, or we need to fire someone that we've hired. And then the next minute we need to be somebody's daughter or son. And then the next minute we need to be somebody's partner or lover. And it can become really overwhelming. And it can be very easy for us, especially as humans, to put our own wants and needs last, because we're so busy building a business and we're so busy trying to keep everybody else happy that we often tend to put ourselves last. And that is the absolute worst thing you can do as an entrepreneur. You need to make sure that you put your needs, your wants, and your desires at the same level as you put everybody else's. They don't have to be higher, but they have to be at the same level. Because if you completely deplete yourself from all of the other hats and all of the other roles and all of the other responsibilities that you are, keeping up with, then you're left with nothing for you. And everything then has a ripple effect. And if you're feeling depleted, then everything else will start to become depleted. Everything else will start to have that energy associated with it of exhaustion, of depletion, of, oh my God, I can't, put one step in front of the other. So my biggest recommendation for you is to take a look at all of the hats you wear. Decide which ones are truly, truly important to you. Get rid of all the rest, either put them aside for now or put them off into, 6 months from now, or hire them out if you can. And also make sure that you are one of your hats and that you are putting yourself just at the same level of importance as you put everybody else, including the building of your business. Because without you, your business doesn't exist. I hope that helps. Talk to you soon.
You may have started a business grinding every single day at it, but with each day, it's starting to get really hard, really overwhelming, and you might be considering quitting, and maybe you've seen another opportunity that looks better. You know, they call them the silver bullets, and you want to try that instead because it looks easier. I have something for you if that's the case. My name is Peter Banigo. I'm the founder of Target ICT and the host of the Tech Your Business podcast. One thing I'll say in this case is that as long as you're clear on your vision and your goals, keep walking, keep going, even when it gets hard. Before Target ICT, I had a whole lot of different businesses. And one thing that I can tell you is everything worthwhile is going to be hard. One example I can give to illustrate this point. The first businesses I did between 2010 and 2014 were all B2C. So that's business to consumer. I sold my product directly to consumers. So those were web hosting business, a couple of food businesses, and I think two e-commerce businesses. So this meant that every single day, I would always get sales. I would always get this dings, alerts, new transaction. And it was really good. But the thing that was annoying to me was that the average order value back then was less than $100 a sale. Meanwhile, my colleagues who were selling to businesses across the fence were getting huge lump sum payments with seemingly no stress. I wanted something like that. So in 2015, I started a B2B, that's business to business, supplying marine chemicals and then other things to companies, other supplies. And that's when I went from the quick payments I was used to. Yes, I received the lump sum payments, but those came with unbearably long sales cycles, spending months going through multiple hoops of approval just to make a single sale. Like, this was not enough. Then there were the late payment issues where I would execute a project with my company funds and then wait for months, literally, begging for payments, while I still had to every month cover payroll and all the other costs. Honestly, after a year or so of that, I honestly missed my daily sales. And the thing is that I removed my focus from those daily sale businesses to focus on this, so it got really frustrating. So looking back now, I now see that I could have achieved what I wanted from the first businesses by either investing to increase the number of daily sales I was getting from them, or I could have leveraged with credits so I could get the lump sums I needed for projects. I never took a loan or got funding for those businesses, and they were already viable. Or I could have maybe created higher ticket products for existing customers. But like they say, hindsight is 20/20. So my point today is that I hope you don't make the same mistakes. Ignore the shiny objects. Ignore those other opportunities that look easier, because every worthwhile business is going to be hard, and you get success figuring out how you get over that difficult part. The thing is, most of us stop when it gets hard. Most great businesses die because the owner gave up. During the pandemic, I shut down everything to focus on Target ICT, and this time I've built it to incorporate both the regular sales and high-ticket sales. I still get tempted every single day with new ideas that look easier, but time and hindsight have taught me to achieve what I set out to before trying anything new. So if you're in that hard, overwhelming place, take it from me. Keep going. Stay focused on your vision and goals, because your success, like I said, lies in figuring out how to get through that. It's not easy, But I promise the rewards are going to be worth it. So keep pushing, keep grinding, and never ever lose sight of your vision. Never ever lose sight of why. Why? Like Simon Sinek said, why you started. You've got this.
All right, so let's talk about how to overcome self-doubt in your entrepreneurial endeavors. My name is Tanya Gonzalez-Ortega. I'm owner of New Earth Consciousness, and I've been an online entrepreneur for the last 3.5 years now. And doubt is something that will always come up, no matter what part of the journey you're in right now, whether you're at the very beginning stages or you've built a solid foundation and now you're seeking to expand and grow, there's going to be doubt that meets you every step of the way. And the reason for that is your subconscious mind doesn't like it when you step into the unknown. And it's going to tell you things like, this isn't working. How long is this going to take? You should jump ship. Go back to your regular paying job. All kinds of things. You're not good enough for this. So when doubt comes up, really the best thing that you can do is to have your vision by your side. If you don't have a clear and concise vision that you are absolutely in love with, that it's got a hold of you, you can't let go of it, it is your sole purpose driving you, you're not going to have the fuel for the fire to burn through these doubts when they come up. So I highly, highly recommend tuning in with your vision on a daily basis. I would write it out. I would write out a statement of, who am I? How do I serve? Who do I serve? And, what is it exactly that you are bringing to the planet? So if your vision is strong and those doubts come up, you just tune in back to your vision and you recommit. It's a daily choice to be an entrepreneur. There is nobody here telling you that you have to keep going. Right? So you are on your own 2 feet, and only you can make the decision to keep going. So to push the self-doubt, one, ask yourself, am I doing everything that I possibly can to move the needle forward? If yes, then you just keep going. And you just keep taking those action steps and you trust that the universe is conspiring to meet you, to bring the resources to you, to bring the clients to you, that it's all coming together. So you have to stop pulling up the seedling to look and see how deep the root has gone, because every time you pull it up through doubt, is it growing? Is it not growing? You're having to start all over again. So let it sit. Don't overanalyze. Don't overthink. Don't overexamine. You just stay in tune with your heart and you keep moving forward. Do the things that light you up. Connect with the people that light you up. Be creative in your business. Stay focused. And you just have to keep moving. Don't let self-doubt get in the way. If you have self-doubt, just know that it is completely normal. There's no way that you're going to absolutely 100% ever get rid of it. But now at least you know how to respond and the things that you can turn to when it does rear its ugly head and keep moving forward. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Check out newearthconsciousness.com.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now, or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.